much, Madam Chair. I also want to add my words of thanks and welcome for the strong support that we heard both from Guatemala and from Canada on the panel. And I want to take a moment to recognize, even though it's my own country, the significant contributions of Canada to these efforts, especially all the financial support that's been offered in the past. Kenneth and Pirita and others, I want to thank you. You've dedicated so much time to advancing our participation. And even those who came before us and are no longer with us, I want to thank all of you who've worked hard in New York and Geneva over the years, and especially coming up to coordinate, organize, and participate in all the consultations on this subject, whether in New York or Geneva. I appreciate it. I personally found the report of the 2022 workshop from the HRC very helpful and very useful, and it has some concrete recommendations in there that I hope we bring forward to next week. And if delegations have not become familiar with it, I do encourage them to do so before next week so that we can move beyond those conversations and go deeper. I very much personally, in my own view, welcome the process for enhancing the participation of Indigenous peoples in the Human Rights Council through the upcoming meetings next week and in October. Finally, I want to particularly thank the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights for helping organize these intersessionals, particularly and especially at a time where financial resources are tight. Thank you.